When you drive around Detroit, you can't help but notice the abandoned buildings. Houses with caved-in roofs and charred-out insides line the streets. I met up with Christian, an artist who's been living in Detroit for the past 15 years. He says when people from the suburbs drive into Detroit, they don't see a city so much as a burnt-out chasm. And that's not the kind of symbol he wants associated with his hometown.
I just think that the symbol of a burnt-out, abandoned house is a horrible symbol to grow up around for the kids in the city. Some people have to look at beaches and mountains. These people have to live with this sort of symbol of defeat. You almost feel like a social responsibility to do something about it, you know?
So Christian, along with his friends Jacques, Greg, and Mike, grabbed some smocks, a bunch of rollers, and gallons of orange paint. But not just any orange paint. This is the shockingly bright, stop-you-in-your-tracks kind of orange paint that you can't help but notice. It's called Tickerific Orange. And with that, the artists headed out in the middle of the night to paint their first abandoned house. It should be noted here that what the guys are doing, trespassing and vandalizing property, is illegal, so they've asked that their last names not be used. Around 3 a.m., while painting their first house, Christian noticed that they had some company, the police.
Well, I was outside, and they came by, and they said, "Hey, what are you doing?" And I said, we're painting the house. And he said, "Why?" And I said, "Because it needs a paint job." And he said, "Have at it, bro." And he drove away. And it was like, all right, cool.
From there, the guys went on to paint 8 more houses around the area. They're very choosy about which houses to paint. The structures have to be residential and clearly abandoned. Also, they have to be in a high-traffic area. Mike, one of the painters, took me to a side street above 2 freeways. There, the artists had recently slathered Tickerific orange paint on 6 abandoned houses clustered together.
So you want to go up closer? We can just watch your step.
From pretty much every angle along the freeways, you can see all 6 houses. Each has fallen victim to arson. Tires, wood planks, and garbage cover what was once somebody's front yard. Even some of the debris is splashed with orange paint.
There's part of the floor that has fallen and is now perpendicular to the ground. So we painted the underside of that floor.
Through the windows, you can see dirty, old-looking stuffed animals litter the floor. Mike says he sees that kind of stuff left behind all the time.
Families used to live in these buildings, and now they're, you know, the buildings are not worth enough to tear down. The property isn't worth enough to bulldoze, and that's not a judgment on the city or anything. It's just, I mean, I wish, you know, this was worth someone's time to bulldoze. You know, if I had resources to do that, I guess I would. But all I can do is spend a couple $100 on paint.
Mike would need a lot more than a couple $100 to bulldoze those houses. Amru Mia, the director of Detroit's Building and Safety Engineering Department, estimates the average demolition cost for a residential building to be somewhere around $5,500.
No city could actually effectively demolish every building that became an eyesore and bad shape, because you could actually have a situation where you got a whole bunch of buildings. So you're going to run around and try to demolish 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 buildings a year. That's not realistic.
But the Tickerific orange paint is working. Of the 9 houses painted so far, 2 have been torn down. And according to Jacques, one of the guys with the orange paint, putting pressure on city officials and creating awareness are huge motivators.
People will drive by the houses on the highways, and then they'll kind of catch a glimpse of it, but they're on the highway, so they just drive right by. And so the next time they go down the highway, they might remember, oh my God, I want to look for that orange house. And then so as they're looking for the orange house, they're looking at all the other houses in turn. What that does is that raises sort of an awareness of what's going on. And, you know, as we've already seen, since 2 houses have been destroyed, awareness brings action.
But as Jacques points out, 4 guys can only paint so many houses on their own.
One of the beautiful things about the project is the fact that it's such a simple move. All we're doing is taking a roller, taking a paintbrush, and painting the facade of a house orange, and it's already had so many ramifications. So, you know, actually we would encourage anybody out there who feels the desire to do it to just go pick up a roller and paint a house.
But keep in mind, just because the police let the orange painters off the hook the first time doesn't mean they'll be so lucky in the future. For the GLRC, I'm Jennifer Guerra.